We're joined now by Journey Gunderson, Executive Director of the National Comedy Center in Jamestown. Good morning to you, Journey.
Good morning.
The National Comedy Center up for USA Today's Best New Attraction. And today, the polls close. Tell me about your feelings right now.
Well, when the leaderboard went dark last week, we had worked our way up into the number one position out of 20 attractions nationally. So we were happy to be in that spot, but we had been trading the number one and number two spots with an attraction in Tulsa. So this is not a given. It is not in the bag. And so this is my last call out to everyone in Western New York to help bring this distinction home to Western New York.
If I ask you, is the National Comedy Center the best new attraction, you're going to tell me yes. I'm going to ask you then to skip that question and tell me why is it the best new attraction.
The National Comedy Center is the best new attraction in the country, as told by third-party reviews. You know, people have heard me say that we were aiming to build something really incredible, but now I'm thrilled to be able to point to the actual reviews you'll see on the voting page when you go to vote for the National Comedy Center, on TripAdvisor, where we have a 5 out of 5 rating. And these are reviews from people from 9 different countries and 49 U.S. states, from the press to the comedy community to Average Joe American comedy consumers and tourists.
What about numbers? Do you have numbers? How many people have voted in this particular poll so far?
No, the numbers of people, the quantity of people who have voted has never been revealed. The only thing that we could monitor was the rankings. We moved from 3 to number 2 and eventually from number 2 to number 1, sat there for 1 week, and then we're bumped down back into number 2, and then we're neck and neck with Tulsa for the remaining days before we went back into number 1 before the leaderboard went dark.
What is this attraction in Tulsa that competes with the National Comedy Center?
It's called A Gathering Place for Tulsa, and it is a new sort of outdoor park and amusement park and community gathering place. And so I think this comes down to the fact that we are in a smaller metro area, and so that's why we need Western New York to jump on board and identify as being a teammate of Jamestown in all of this. We're also up against, in the third ranking spot, the Architecture Museum in Chicago. So it's remarkable that we were able to make it into number one, and we want to stay there. And I think what really helped was Western New Yorkers jumping on board, but also the likes of public posts from Lily Tomlin, Jim Gaffigan, Lewis Black, and the estates of folks like Andy Kaufman, George Carlin, and so many others.
The National Comedy Center is, in fact, a new attraction, opening up in 2018. How have things been going, especially now that, you know, we're in the winter season where it's not necessarily a tourism season in Chautauqua County?
We were thrilled with the holiday season because obviously we knew opening in August is really opening toward the end of the typical tourism season in Western New York. And so we geared up for the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and things like that. And we're thrilled to have tons of people come through the doors. I think we had 2,300 people just over the Christmas New Year holiday, which is great. And we had a New Year's Eve party at the center to which 400 people attended.
We're at the last moments of voting here going up until what later today. How can people vote for the National Comedy Center?
The easiest thing to do is go to comedycenter.org/vote from your iPhone, from your smartphone, from your laptop, whatever device you have, comedycenter.org/vote, and that will be the link to click vote. You will not be asked for any information of your own, and it takes 2 seconds to vote for the National Comedy Center.
Journey Gunderson of the National Comedy Center, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.